I think he's a good guy.
He's a nice guy.
You can dance with somebody else.
You can.
It's okay.
You can dance, yeah.
Yeah. You can dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind.
He was doing the safety dance.
And if you don't dance,
you're not a friend of mine. This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking. I guess the Waymos are on the loose.
Officially, they've been testing him for a while now, and as of yesterday, the Waymo driverless white cars are available for the general public to use to get to and from instead of an Uber or a Lyft.
Yeah.
They're hideous, first of all. Let's start there. They're so ugly.
Does it really matter?
Yes, it does.
Does it?
Aesthetic matters.
Even if you're only in it for 5 to 6 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
There are two people. There are the people that say, oh, I can't wait to get in one. And one says, oh, I would never get in that thing.
Wait, 5 to 6 minutes? Where in Nashville can you go in 5 to 6 minutes?
Yeah, that's a block. You're right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So I tried to download. I am one of the people that would do it because yes. I trust them more than I do Nashville drivers. Okay, because they're not, statistically, they've done millions of miles and they're 13 times safer than humans.
Less likely to be in an accident than with a human driver.
Isn't it like 180 million miles they've traveled?
Yeah.
To like map everywhere. The city out?
Right. So I trust them that they don't get drunk, they don't get distracted, they're not texting,
yes,
all that stuff. I downloaded the Waymo app, and I guess you can get it through the Waymo app and also through Lyft in Nashville only. They have a special thing in Nashville for Lyft because I think they have a headquarters here. It wouldn't let me do it because you have to have an invite first. So they're slowly rolling it out to people who have like an invite code. So
the motherboard computer has to evaluate you and see if you're
acceptable. Yes. Party.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're only letting the sex people in for this party.
Only the sexy people.
If somebody has a Waymo invite code,
yes,
text it to us, 615-553-0933, because I want to do it.
Now, you say one of the other advantages is you can ride without having to talk to anybody.
That's always an advantage.
For a lot of people, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's the self-checkout at Kroger of cars.
Right.
Where you don't have to talk to anybody.
Sure, I got to do it myself, but I don't have that awkward interaction.
When you request a lift, you can select quiet ride to encourage them not to talk to you.
To shut up.
So it's the same thing?
Yeah, but then there's that still.
Is that because they're breathing in the same?
Some people just like, what if I accidentally make eye contact? You know?
Yeah, then there's that awkward pause
what
where
if
you say, should I
judge
say something
me
or
the
not?
Way I yes. opens the door.
Yeah.
And there's for a lot of people, social anxiety, good or bad, is, obviously bad for them. They're too, like, I don't want to even see anybody. What if they ask me something?
Now, does the car talk to you? Like,
no.
Like Alexa or something like that? Does it do that?
Okay. No.
I'm still curious it knows where you select your own music. I really want to know if this is the thing.
I don't think it has, it plays music inside the car.
Does it have speakers? It's a Jag.
Yeah, it's a modified Jag. But I can't imagine, have you gotten into a car and, I had to listen to Bro Country when I was using the Lyft the other day.
Oh.
I had to go to the store to get a battery for my key fob. So I had to, get a Lyft to go to Kroger.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to Bro Country for 6 or 7 minutes because it was just down the street. Mm. And I didn't like that at all. But I also didn't want to say something.
Could you mark down that? He said, no Morgan Wallen.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The U.S. and Iran just hit a pause on the 6-week war with a 2-week ceasefire because Pakistan came in and brokered the deal. Both sides are claiming victory.
Uh-huh.
But we don't really know if anything will actually happen as there's no ships going through right now in the Strait of Hormuz. And all it takes is one for all that to be off. So we'll see.
Wow.
Pakistan's negotiating for the United States now.
Well, they're doing it. They're the
mediators, I guess. Yeah.
That's a flip.
So we'll see what happens.
Kind of weird.
Mike Vrabel, of course, a beloved Titans coach for a while. Now he's in New England. Apparently, he has been photographed at a luxury resort hanging out with Diana Rossini, who is a sports reporter, and they appear to be dancing and holding hands. both of them married to other people.
Oh, so it's not a football cheating that you were alluding to earlier. No.
They say, you know, I guess he says these photos. Mike says these photos show an innocent interaction, and any suggestion otherwise is laughable, and we will not have any further response. So,
I'm going to try to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
I like him. I think he's a good guy.
He's a nice guy.
You can dance with somebody else.
You can.
It's okay.
You can dance, yeah.
Yeah.
We can dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind.
He was doing the safety dance.
And if you don't dance,
you're not a friend of mine.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Adam is. What you got?
So we just talked about this. If you're visiting Nashville, don't. Just don't.
Okay.
So there was a bachelorette party that was in town. They had rented an Airbnb in North Nashville. They will not say what part of North Nashville, so that's a little ambiguous. But two of the friends are off on Broadway around midnight. Two of the friends had stayed behind, and there was like a knock on the bedroom door, and she opens the door, and there's a guy in a mask standing there. Apparently there was a break-in. No one was harmed. He ran off when he realized someone was home. But yeah.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, short-term rentals have become big targets for robbery.
I see.
Yeah, I bet. They figure if they're out partying, then they can go in and steal stuff.
No kidding.
So the moral of the story is, don't bring your bachelorette party here.
That's right.
Please.
We're not condoning breaking and entering and robbery. But
for your own safety.
For your own safety,
exactly.
Don't come here.
Yeah. Three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. Totally Hits 93.3 is the Woody and Jim Show. Our weekly salute to unpopular opinions. You have an unpopular opinion? Let us have it.
615-553-0933. You can text us or call us.
Okay.
So if I'm being honest, they need to stop asking me to donate while I'm making my purchase at a store. They're just trying to say, like, okay, we're going to take your... You could give it to them directly, but no. Give it to us, and then we'll say it's from both of us.
And I would like a receipt. If I'm going to give you money, I want to know that it's actually going to them.
Sure, yeah. And I'm like, okay, how about I give it to them, and you donate your own money, Mr. Store, and you say that's your money you're giving to them, and I'll say it's mine. Let's not pretend that my money is your money so that you can present a big check from such and such store or restaurant.
Yeah.
We're donating $1 million, but you know what? That's my money and the person next to me.
So if your bill through the drive-thru is a $7.98, would you like to round up to $8?
That's a big thing these days. Yeah,
that's my 2 cents.
But do you feel the guilt when you say no? Like...
Yes.
I feel guilty.
Oh,
even
sure.
No, I contribute to nonprofits. But
Yep.
It's like you left a kitten out in the rain.
Exactly.
You feel bad.
And don't you feel like sometimes I'll say it out loud, sometimes I do it in my head where I give them an explanation. Like, no, I don't want it. But you know what? I do on a regular basis for this. Like, I'll do the same thing at like a PetSmart.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, would you also like to give to this, you know, wonderful pet charity? Like, no, I help the Nashville Humane Association myself. And the person.
And they roll their eyes and go, yeah, sure you do.
The implied guilt on their face.
Right.
It's like, leave me alone.
I don't like it.
Michelle has a good one on Facebook. Says, if I'm being honest, traffic reports should stop using exit numbers and mile markers. Yes.
No.
And start referring to them by, you know, like landmarks or
such
roads.
And such exit.
Yeah.
Yeah. The old Hickory Boulevard exit.
Yeah. There's
there are like 15 of them.
I know. That was a bad example.
It really was.
But, you know, when they say there's an accident at mile marker 842, nobody knows where that is.
That frame of reference
is
lost.
Yeah.
I appreciate the numbers.
Do you?
I like the numbers.
Adam's in for Gina.
Yeah.
So, like, what about so that implies you know what the numbers mean.
I mean,
Have you memorized your mile markers?
I think you're one of the very few people that knows what they mean.
I know my exit number. I know the next one down.
But what if you're on your way from your house to where you usually go, and you know the exit number of where you get off to go to, say, work, right? But what if that mile marker is somewhere between those two? Do you know what mile marker 847 is?
No. I don't need to.
if it's between you and where you're going, you need to know.
That's true.
Or you need to know it's not like, between okay, you and where
so
you're
for
going.
For example, when you're going down like 65-40, and okay. there's the split to keep going east or go downtown.
Okay.
There's an A and a B.
Uh-huh.
The A and the B helps me know which way to go.
Okay.
Sure.
So if it just said...
But it's on the sign with an arrow.
Yeah.
When you're hearing a report on TV or radio or wherever, the mile marker or exit 262, which one is that?
Okay, so if I'm going home or going to work,
yes.
I know where it is, roughly.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is a very Adam-centric view of the world.
I can infer where this incident has happened.
Wouldn't it be more helpful to know, like, landmarks or, like, you know, street names or anything like that? Like, oh, there's an accident on Main Street down two blocks from that place that sells chili.
That's the worst example you could ever give.
What if you've never been to the chili place?
That's the worst example.
You used Old Hickory Boulevard.
I know.
No shame here.
But at least that exists in 15 places.
Of course, there's 900 Old Hickory Boulevards.
That's what he was just saying, exactly. Right. But tell me, is it near the stadium?
Yeah.
Is it next to this? Is it near something? It's right before the exit 4. Tell me the road.
Okay, so alternate viewpoint. What if you're not from here and you're driving? You don't know where the stadium is.
I'm not catering to tourists. In fact, if they don't like it, they shouldn't move here.
Yeah.
Please don't either way.
Yeah.
Just don't move here.
Totally Hits 93.3, helping you get through the middle of the week with a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
Sometimes it'll make you smile just hearing a cute little voice. My girlfriend Melissa has a cousin who has a first grade daughter named Ellie who goes to school in Lawrenceburg. Mm-hmm. And she can name all the presidents in order. And in fact, she can sing them. Something I couldn't ever do.
Wow. Not even a little bit.
Here's a little clip. She's so cute.
George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and James Monroe, John Quincy Adams, Andrew Jackson, Martin Van Buren.
Wow.
That's so cute.
That is adorable.
And I guess she can also do it backwards.
Oh my gosh.
I'd love to hear that.
Right? I think Justin Timberlake would like to have her in case he's stopped for a sobriety test again. Not only can I walk forwards and backwards on this, I can also name the presidents.
But that is so cute. That's really, really sweet.
She's adorable. If you want to see her, she is even cuter when you watch her do it. You can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page.
It's our mood boost this morning with Woody and Jim. The Waymo cars are officially on the streets of Nashville. Oh.
They were testing for a long time, but now it's official. They have started doing business with the regular public.
So it's going to be way more problems, way more money.
I'm still an advocate.
Okay.
I've said they're better than people drivers, but I know I'm in the minority on that one.
Maybe, yeah.
Let's take a look at what's happening on 65 right now. Do you really want Waymo to cause that kind of destruction?
This was called
a
commute.
Those were two semis that hit each other at
midnight.
Those
were people drivers.
Yeah, they're people drivers.
Okay.
So if they were two robot drivers, I'd say, maybe. There's some interesting things going on. Now, if you can only get into Waymo's vehicles right now with their app and the Lyft app, and you have to have a code.
So you have to be invited.
So not everybody is allowed to get into the Waymo driverless taxi club.
The regular normies can't get in one. You have to be a special.
I've been trying codes. People have been posting codes online, and like all the ones that I've tried have been expired.
If I can get one, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, please.
I'm not
do,
interested.
I'll do it. I'll take one for the team.
Yeah.
If you order a Lyft and get a Waymo, can you decline the ride?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think it tells you it gives you the option before you
even accept.
I think
you can also do that with a human driver, too.
Yes.
You
know,
say, right. Oh, thanks.
But, you look shifty.
Does it talk?
No.
Doesn't talk? See, I wish it would talk.
Isn't that the whole point of not having a driver?
Yeah.
I wanted to talk computer talk.
I wanted to ask it how to, having a problem with Outlook, and I needed it to,
If I'm getting a ride home in a Waymo at like 3 o'clock in the morning, I say, hey, would you pull into a cookout? I want to get something to eat. No.
I'm not going to. You've had enough to eat today.
Okay. Interesting little bizarro subtake.
Yes.
On that
just a little.
It doesn't talk, but if it did talk, it would judge me and tell me I'm eating improperly. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I like. Okay. I like it to right. control my life.
So it's going to call you sloppy. Yeah. You're like dripping.
Yeah.
So apparently, and I can't verify this, but checking the Nashville Reddit page, there is an option to tip your Waymo driverless taxi.
Seriously?
There's no human, but you can tip if you want. I don't know why.
Why would you want it? Why would you want a tip?
It's like they need gas money.
Yeah. It's like, here's a couple extra dollars for you, Alexa.
It's not like it's got a spouse and kids to pay for.
That's right.
I'm a driverless taxi, but I also have this family up in Westmoreland.
Paying for like a coffee break?
I don't know.
Why would you want to tip? People are so used to tipping, probably do it without even thinking about
Seriously.
It.
Seriously. Yeah. Everybody. Where do the Waymos live when they're not in use? Like if they're just like
there's several
between
parking
drives.
Lots.
Okay. I'm like, they're sitting on the side of the road reading the paper.
Yes.
I'm really curious.
Looking at their little cyber phones on the side of the road. Playing Candy Crush, waiting for the next call.
If only these driverless vehicles, which are as boring AF, if they were only as interesting as what you guys have just imagined in the last 2 minutes.
Now, you had an interesting point, Adam. You said, what if you hit a deer?
Exactly.
With your Waymo.
Do you get out and just stand there?
Is it going to stop? Or is it going to keep going?
Do you have to move the body yourself?
It stops. Yeah.
Human in the back seat, would you move the carcass, please, for 20% off your ride?
Does another Waymo show up to take you on?
Help me hide the body.
Put the body in the back seat. Forget what you saw here.
See, that's the ride I want to take.
For 20% off discount. You saw nothing.
Okay. Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We're ready to play Gender Wars. Brought to you, as always, by Tree Fellers. Need some trees removed. You can contact them at localtreefellers.com. Always our favorite married couples going at each other because it gets personal. We have Rachel and Derek and Antioch. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, let's warm up before the game and get you into the spirit of things. Let's find out your go-to fast food, Rachel.
I'm going to have to go good old steady Chick-fil-A.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Always a good choice.
Had it yesterday. Yeah. It was so good. Derek, what's your go-to fast food?
I'm originally from North Carolina, so Bojangles is a
Oh, that's always good.
Yep. Great biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. You don't know the answer to the question, but if you don't think your opponent knows it, you can use your screw. We'll ask it to them.
All right, here we go. Rachel, multiple choice. Did they make 2, 3, or 4 Back to the Future movies?
Oh, man. 2?
2?
No.
Oh, they made 3.
Ow.
They probably should have stopped at 2, but they kept going.
Really should have.
Yeah.
Okay, Derek, is Dancing with the Stars shown on Channel 2, 4, or 5?
Oh, 5.
5.
Oh, no, it's 2.
2.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Rachel,
we'll
see
you. Well,
we suck at the beginning of it.
No, you're great. See if you can score first here, Rachel. Los Angeles has 2 Major League Baseball teams, the Dodgers and who else?
I have no idea.
The other one.
All I can think of is the Dodgers.
Sorry, out of time.
Out of time.
I got nothing.
The Angels is the other one.
The Angels.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Derek, let's see if you can score first here.
All right, Derek, what type of liquor will you need to make your girlfriend some mojitos?
Oh, mojito. That is tequila, isn't it?
No.
What in the world?
It's rum.
Will we have the perfect game? Let's find out.
This is not perfect.
You're doing great.
Rachel, if you drive an SUV, what does the S in SUV stand for?
Sport.
Sport?
Yes.
There we go.
Oh,
on the board.
Sport utility vehicle. You got it.
All right, okay. Derek, you need this.
If you subscribe to Birchbox, what do you get in the mail every month?
Screw.
Okay.
Oh.
There we go.
Rachel, now you got to answer.
If you subscribe to Birchbox, what do you get in the mail every month?
I think it's a beauty box, so like makeup or something.
It is.
Yes,
it's cosmetic makeup or something.
Good and job.
With a score of 2-0.
Oh,
Rachel,
you win.
Derek.
Good job, Derek.
Thanks, I guess.
It was fun being humiliated.
As always, publicly.
We've got tickets for the Supercross at Nissan Stadium this weekend. High-flying motorcycle excitement. It's going to be a blast. The weather's supposed to be perfect. Enjoy. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The crew of the Artemis II on the way back to Earth. After going farther than anybody has ever gone before.
Yep.
It's interesting, I guess. Last night, I was watching one of the newscasts, and they were talking about a delicious, tasty spread in space. And we're going, I'm going, what?
What?
Huh? What is it? Do they have a buffet? Or
sounds like a magazine ad from the 70s or something. Look at this delicious spread.
I guess a jar of Nutella. Was weightless and floating through the cabin.
Okay.
And people were going like, and their tease was a delicious spread in space.
Were they trying
like,
to sexify this thing?
Yeah. It sounds so dirty.
It sounds naughty. Yeah, but yeah, it was Nutella.
A moist treat.
You had to say that word.
It's terrible.
Sometimes served on crackers or English muffins.
It's a great ad for Nutella, though.
It is. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't buy that kind of advertising. By.
Yeah, if they don't get some sort of endorsement deal from them, you know.
I know, they're missing out.
I guess the New York Times, you know, talking about how many millions of miles away from Earth they went.
Yeah.
They figured it out in ways that even us stupid Americans can figure out.
Okay.
They said if you took dachshunds, wiener dogs, which average a little under 2 feet long, about 22 inches. If you took wiener dogs,
our new standard of measurement,
and you placed them nose to tail, how many dogs would it take?
How many wiener dogs
would it take to get to the point where the Artemis II went? And they figured it out. End to end, it would be 728 million dachshunds.
Okay.
Yeah, they'd have to be cooperative.
I mean,
we can't conquer the metric system, and now we have to do the wiener dog system.
But wait, in your mind, picture the average length of a certain breed of dog.
Yes.
What they should have done is to make it even more relatable. Mm. Is they shouldn't have done dogs, but hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
So, like, if you like a foot long hot dog. It's something we eat as Americans.
Yeah.
Something we put into our mouths constantly. That's how we understand stuff.
I would say, you know, kind of like a hot dog would be about half the size of a wiener dog.
Right.
So it'd probably be like, you know.
So double it.
Oh, yeah. Like 14 million, you know.
Footlongs.
1,400 million billion.
All right. Just stop with the numbers.
We went from the spread to hot dogs now.
Yes.
This is going off the rails.
If we start talking about trains going into tunnels, take us off the air.
So in Medina, Tennessee, which I don't even know where that is, to be honest.
Medea? Is that what
Medina?
is that a Tyler Perry city?
Yes, Tyler Perry's here.
Tyler Perry presents Medea, Tennessee.
It might be Medina. I'm not sure. Okay. I have heard both.
Okay.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you know where it is?
No.
Okay.
No.
Me neither. There's a Christian Care nursing home. They had to call the police on a contract nurse who was acting up. She refused to go with them. And she ended up taking a soiled diaper and smearing it on the patient's face.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yes. She's been taken to jail.
As she should be.
Yeah. But no, I just, how do you react like that?
Man.
I think you react like we did. Going, eek.
Yeah.
Eek.
And a coworker stood there and watched.
Usually you'd only see something like that in Kid Rock's bar.
That's true.
Woody and Jim Show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. For homes and businesses that want to stand out, not blend in, visit greenventureslandscaping.com.